Thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, the Lord, for saving me. Do you think about your salvation? Do you ever take time to think about the wondrous work of your salvation? Think about it now and thank Him. He paid the price. He lets go of His dear Son for the salvation of your soul. I want you to sing that song if you know it. Thank you, Lord. 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 I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. Thank you, the Lord, for saving me. The salvation of your soul, paid for by the blood of Jesus, the priceless blood, the blood that knows no sin. Pay the price for your salvation, for your redemption from eternal damnation, for eternity in hell. He paid the price. He shed the blood of His dear Son for you and for me. Think about it. Think about this and give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord. 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 I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. Thank you, the Lord, for saving me. I said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. Thank you, the Lord, for saving me. Out of the multitude, He brought you and me. He brought us out of darkness. And He brought us into His marvelous light of His dear Son, Jesus. What a loving Father. What a caring God. It's not of your choice, but He chose you to be among that He will save from darkness into His marvelous light. Oh, think about it and thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. I said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, the Lord, for saving me. Daddy, thank you for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you, lover of our souls. Thank you because you so much care for our souls. And Lord, you brought us out of darkness. Daddy, you gave us eternal life through your son Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done for me. I am so blessed. My souls are found rest. Oh God, I give you thanks. Sing it. Sing it unto him. Thank God for all he has done for you. He gave everything for your sake, for the salvation of your soul. Everything that belongs to him, his dearest son, he gave him up. He gave him up for you and for me. The one that know no sin carried your sin and my sin upon him. And he was hung on the cross. Oh, he was hung on the cross. He gave up the ghost. He died for you and for me, so that we may have eternal life. Thank him. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done for me. I am so blessed. My souls are found rest. Oh God, I give you thanks. I say thanks, 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 thanks. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks, our Father, that loves us so much. Oh, we give you thanks for all that you have done. Oh, Daddy, we give you thanks. If all the ears on our head are tongues, they are not enough to say thank you. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done for us. We are so blessed. Our souls are found rest in you, oh God. We give you thanks. Daddy, we give you thanks. Daddy, we worship your majesty. Daddy, we give you all praises, honor, dominion, and power. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege even to know you, to have you as our Father. Thank you because we can come to your throne again tonight, oh God. Our Father that so much loves us. Daddy, we thank you, Lord, for counting us worthy to be among the living, even at this moment. Many we started today together, but as of now, they are in the land of the dead. Daddy, we thank you for security, for safety. Daddy, we thank you for protection and provision. We thank you because your faithfulness has been our shield and our buckler. Daddy, we thank you because you are everything to us. Without you, we are nothing. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you because we still have your breath in us. Your breath has given us life. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we come unto your throne boldly tonight, O God. Father, so that we may obtain mercy, Lord. And we will by your mercy find grace to help us. Even at this time, O God. Daddy, we pray tonight. Mercy will be available for us at your throne. Daddy, by your mercy, we will find grace, O God. And by your grace, O God, you will meet all our needs. In the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you for open heavens already. Upon this program, O Lord. Upon every soul on this line tonight. Daddy, we thank you because your kingdom is already in our midst. Daddy, we thank you because, oh God, we will not go by the same, oh God. For Lord, on this throne tonight, in your presence tonight, oh God, you will empower us, oh God. You will bless us the more. You will breathe your breath of life even upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, you will rub us with your glory and your majesty and your power in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you because you're a loving daddy. You want us to come unto you, and you said that those who seek you diligently, oh Father, you will reward them. Daddy, tonight, oh God, you will reward every minute, oh, every second we will spend in your presence today, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you because the atmosphere is taking cared already by the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Daddy, thank you for making useless and powerless every principalities and powers, every wicked spirit that ruleth, even in nation, in state, in city, in neighborhood, where this message is being transmitted at this time, in the name of Jesus, concerning our gathering tonight. Daddy, we thank you for angel and assignment. Father, thank you, O Lord, because the atmosphere is free and the atmosphere is charged, even with the power of Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. And therefore we decree and declare that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor so deceitfully. The same shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over us, over this gathering, over our lives, over everything that pertains to us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised, forever your name be exalted. As we decree tonight, so heaven will decree upon us. So be here. Father, performances of every declaration and every decree that we are going to make, even in your presence tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, all thanks to our God. All thanks be to our Heavenly Father for his goodness and faithfulness in our lives. All thanks to the Almighty God for his mercy and grace over us and our household. In the mighty name of Jesus, our God and our Father, we have come into your presence again tonight with hearts full of gratitude for your loving kindness that never ceases in our lives, for your constant love and mercy shown upon us every day, every moment. Accept our thanks, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, our thanks to God is not just a thing that should be done only on the third Thursday of the month of November, which has been assigned or separated to be declared Thanksgiving Day by the Americans. Next Thursday is the one for this year. To God be the glory for that. But like the psalmist said in Psalm 34 verse 1, that I will always give thanks unto the Lord. I will never stop praising him. King David promised never to become unmindful of God's great benefits. Benefits of deliverances, salvation, and of his abiding presence in his life. Let us be like the psalmist. Let us be like King David. And never let us become, for any reason, unmindful and ungrateful unto our God for all his goodness and loving kindness, for his mercy and grace shown upon us daily and at all times. Regardless what you are going through, if you are mindful of God's greatness in your life, if you are mindful of God's great benefits of deliverances that he has wrought even over your life, over the life of your family members since January 1 up to today, if you are mindful of the salvation, escape from death, if you are mindful of his abiding presence, if you are mindful even of his provision, meeting all your needs, not want, the needs that God daily provides for you without you paying any kobo, any dollar, you will bought like the psalmist. You will determine. You will make up your mind. You will continuously and continually give God thanks. King David said, I will always, regardless, I will always give thanks unto the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I want you to pray. Oh Lord my God, I decree and declare by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will always give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray that prayer. Declare it unto him. Like the psalmist said, I will always give thanks unto you, O God. I want you to pray, O Lord my God, I decree and declare, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will always give thanks unto you, in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare, O Lord, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will never stop praising you, in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. The revealer of the will of God and the mediator of the will of God. Beloved in the Lord, giving thanks to God is a duty that must be fulfilled by you and by me because God wants it. It is His will for you and for me. Then if you and I must obey God and please Him, we must give Him thanks always. At all times and in everything, whatever the situation and the circumstances may be, it is your duty. It is the expectation of God from you to give Him thanks. Whether it's convenient or it's not convenient, when you are mindful of Him, that without Him, you are nothing. But with Him, you are what you are. Many that you were born on the same day cannot even say that they are where you are. Many that you were born the same day have been under the earth. But be mindful that it's by Him alone that you are among the living. And you cannot but to thank the Lord. Let us get it right tonight. Fellow believers in Christ, it is one thing to be full of thanks. You know what? You may have listed them, those reasons to thank God for. But if you did not give Him that thanks that He deserves of you, you have not obeyed Him. You have not fulfilled your duty of giving thanks to God according to His will and commands. I want you to pray. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I will thank God in every situation and for everything in the name of Jesus. Whether I have food, whether I don't have food, regardless my situation, regardless my circumstances, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will give God thanks at all times in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that prayer. Holy Spirit, helping me. I will thank God no matter what the situation, no matter the circumstances that I am facing at this time, always I will give you thanks in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that by the Holy Spirit of God, you will be thankful and give thanks to God always. Father, I decree and declare by the Holy Spirit of God in me, by your Holy Spirit helping me, I will be thankful and give thanks to you always in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to decree and declare, Holy Spirit, helping me, I will fulfill my duty of giving thanks to God always. Pray it, pray, by the help of the Holy Spirit. It is not easy, let me tell you. Let me tell you, when times are so tough, when that trial is so tough, you may not want to give thanks, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of the living God, for He said it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Therefore, you, my sister and my brother, you cannot do anything unless the Holy Spirit enable you, because that is your enabler, because it's the one that will strengthen you, it's the one that will encourage you, it's the one that will make you to say, regardless, devil hear ye, regardless of what you are throwing at me, I will thank God the more. I want you to decree and declare, Holy Spirit helping me, I will fulfill my duty of giving thanks to God always in the mighty name of Jesus, for it is His will for me in Jesus. Father, by your Holy Spirit, I will never stop giving you thanks. I will always fulfill my duty, even of giving you thanks at all times, even according to your will and purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Psalm 9 verse 1 says, I will give thanks and praise the Lord with all my heart. I will tell aloud all your wonders and marvelous works. My sisters, my brother, fellow believers in Christ, it is very important that we give our thanks to God with all of our hearts, wholeheartedly, without reservation at any time. When you want to give God thanks, Giving with your whole heart. Giving with everything in you. Do not say, oh, I will just give it. Or you give it grudgingly. Or you give God thanks partially. Or you just give it forcefully. As if they are forcing you to say, thank God. No, it must be a thing that comes out of a genuine heart. Remembering all that God has done. Recalling and thinking. Be mindful of His goodness, His faithfulness, of what He has done, of His wonders and miracles done in your life. Miracle of going to bed and waking up in the morning. Miracle of getting up from your chair by yourself. And you say you want to go and use the bathroom. And you are able to use the bathroom. It's a miracle. You will remember all this. And just thank Him. Because He deserves your thanks. Remember the song I sang earlier. Thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, dear Lord, for saving me. Thank Him. Just give it to Him. Let it come freely. Give it to Him. He deserves it. He deserves it. That is His will for you and for me. The Bible says that you should say it loudly. You should not just keep it to yourself. Sing it loud. Shout it. Even with the loudest voice. Thank you, God, for all your wonders and marvelous deeds. In our lives, in my life, in the life of my family members, I give you thanks. Psalm 77 verse 11 to 12 says, it's a verse that we all can use as example so that we will know and understand the reasons why we must give thanks to God. For it says, once again, I will go over what God has done. The psalmist said, you know what? Once again, I will go over what God has done. Lay out on the table the ancient wonders, the things, the wonders of the past. I will ponder on all the things you have accomplished, oh God, in my life, and give a long loving look at your heart. When you take time to do this, when you just do what the psalmist said in this verse 11 and 12 of Psalm 77, you will sing that song. Count your blessing name them one by one. Count your blessing, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Take time. The psalmist said, once again, I will go over what God has done. The Yoruba song that says, Jimba ni kare oluwa, ile ashu ile amo. Nino aye mi o ile ashu ile amo anitin ba ni kare oluwa ile ashu ile amo lori aye mi o ile ashu ile amo. If I said I should start counting the goodness of God in my life, in the life of my family members, oh, it will be from day to day. From morning till night and night till morning. Because his goodness is so much. Baba orere mapo, baba melo ni woso. Baba orere mapo, melo ni wowi. It's so much. when you take time to go over all God has done, you will burst giving thanks. Just think about all God has done for you, my sister. Think about all God has done for your household members. Since January 1 to today, November the 16th, 2023. Say it loud. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, that song says, thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done for me. I am so blessed. My soul's afar. Give you thanks. Give him thanks. Give God thanks. Because when you give him thanks, you are fulfilling your duty. You are doing what is pleasing unto him. He will give you more reason to thank him. He will step into your case, into your matter. Oh, he will do more. Father, we just thank you. Father, we take time even to go over all that you have done for us since January 1 up to today, up to this moment. Daddy, we lay them before us. All your work wonders, all your miracles, Daddy, your provision, everything that you have accomplished for us. Daddy, we give you thanks. Accept our thanks, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. My brother, my sister, the word of God for us this month of November is so powerful that when we recall and think about his promises and his worth, that as we rise up from the sitting down, from being in one position, as we are rising up, lifting up our eyes and looking far, walking through all we can see, then we will possess them all. That is what he said. And knowing that the word of our God is yea and amen, then we will give him thanks, because we have a God that promised and he will fulfill it. Because faithful is our God that promised, for he shall watch over it to bring it to pass. He will not allow his word to fall to ground in our lives. Then you will give him thanks, because you have a God. Your God, my God, is not man. It's man that will promise and will not fulfill. But we have a God that says a thing and he watches over it to bring it to pass. You will give him thanks. Daddy, we thank you for the promise, for your word that you sent to us this month of November. Daddy, we know that it shall come to pass, because we will all have testimonies to the glory of your names in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the Bible passage we will go through and be empowered with as God's own special people, and to possess our promised land, is taken from the book of Leviticus chapter 20 verse 22 to 26. Just 4 verses, and we'll go through it fast, and we will raise prayer point. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 20 verse 22 says, therefore keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them, so that the land where I am bringing you to live may not vomit you out as it did those before you. Beloved, let us be truthful to ourselves with the people of God that he chose and brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. We that he called his own, because we are bought with the priceless blood of his son Jesus. According to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, that says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchase, special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfection of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10 of that 1 Peter 2 says, once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied. and have received mercy. Beloved, I implore you as aliens and strangers and exiled in this world to abstain from the sensual urges, the evil desires, the passions of the flesh, your lower nature that wage war against the soul. This is about all that God is calling us to. You must keep all the commands and ordinances of God so that you will not have love for those things. So that your love will be towards God, who have shown you so much love and have shown you mercy out of the multitude of people on earth. You must thank him. I want you to pray, Almighty God, I thank you for choosing me, for being your chosen one, making me a royal priesthood in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you, you got to know who you are. If you know that you are a chosen child of God, you know that you are a priest unto God, you will thank him. Revelation 5:6 says, and you have made them a king, royal race, a priest to our God, and they shall reign as king on earth. What a blessing. When God said, come out of them, when God separated you out of the people that are in darkness, he brought you into the light so that you will become a king, so that you become a priest. You will know this and you will thank him. I want you to pray. I thank you for making me your own person. A special person to display your wonderful works on earth. Thank you, God. Almighty God, I thank you that you saved me out of darkness and brought me into your marvelous light. Thank you, God, for out of the multitude you chose me. Thank you, Daddy, because you are the one. You brought us out of darkness and you bring us into your marvelous light. Daddy, we say thank you. Daddy, I thank you that once I was not being pitied, but now you pitied me and I received mercy from you. Once I was not yours. I was not called yours. I was even an alien. I was far from you, but you brought me to yourself and you call me your own. My sister, give him thanks. My brother, give him thanks. Dad, I just thank you. I am yours. Once I was not shown mercy, but now I have received mercy. Daddy, thank you, Lord. I decree and declare by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will keep your commands and your ordinances to do them at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, my brother and my sister, that I will enter my promised land, and my promised land will not vomit me. In the name of Jesus, because I will obey your commands. I will obey your ordinances. In the name of Jesus, I will keep all that you asked me to do. You have asked me to do in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 23 of that Leviticus 20 says, you shall not follow the status, the laws, practices, custom of the nation which I am driven out before you. For they did all these things, and therefore I have driven them out. I have looked them. My sister, my brother, God got wearied and grieved by those people that were living in Canaan land. If God should dispose some people, even out of that glorious place, and God place you there, you dare not do what the sin they've committed. You dare not touch it. You dare not do that thing that will grieve the Lord, that will weary the Lord again. You know, those evil laws, practices and custom that despise the law and practice and custom of the Holy God of Israel. It is very important and crucial for you and for me not to walk in the ways and not to practice the works of the evil ones, because we are God's own people, and so that he will not throw us out of our promised land. It's easy. You want to maintain that good, that glorious thing that God has given unto you, that promised land that God has brought you, that he said you will possess, then you must not practice what the evil people that he drove out of that place, you must not do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from evil, shrink from it, and keep aloof from it in whatever form or whatever kind it may be. Run away, flee from all appearances of evil, talk less of following or practicing it. Just sin at it, flee, don't wait. Talk less of you practicing evil. As God's own people, continue in the year 2023. In order for us to maintain, retain and enjoy our possessed promised land and all the good things that God said is going to give unto us, even the land that is flowing with milk and honey, we should avoid anything that will lead us away from God's way, that will take us away from obeying God's ordinances and command, that will harm our testimonies as people of God. What is that thing in your life, in my life? What is that thing, you know, that is harming, that is destroying, despising your testimonies and my testimony as people of God? Let us drop them today. Let us say no to them. Let us run away from them. Let us not practice. Let us not follow the way of the wicked, so that we may enjoy all the promises of God and even our promised land. I want you to pray. Almighty God, I thank you for by your Holy Spirit helping me. I will not follow the way of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, pray. Almighty God, I will not walk in the ways of the sinners. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember what Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 says. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will not follow the way of the sinners. I will not sit in the seat of discomfort. I will not stand in the way of the evil ones. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Almighty God, I thank you for by the Holy Spirit, my helper. I will not follow the practices, custom of the wicked ones at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I thank you, Almighty God, for by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will abstain, keep aloof from evils and evildoers. In the name of Jesus, as I continue my month of November and even year 2023 and henceforth, Almighty God, by the help of the Holy Spirit guiding me, I will not grieve you by not obeying, by not following your commands. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And I decree and declare, as I follow your commands, as I obey your ordinances, Daddy, that land that you have brought me, the land even flowing with milk and honey, will not vomit me, will not throw me out. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Verse 24 of Leviticus 20 says, but I have said to you, you are to inherit and take possession of their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land of plenty, flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the people. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples, pagan nation. This is talking about abundant fertility of the land of Canaan, a land that is, you know, typically, you know, of goats and sheep flowing with milk and honey, of the great, you know, association with abundance. This land of Canaan, God is the creator of heaven and earth. Let me tell you, he knew the land of Canaan as the best land on earth. The Bible says in the book of Numbers chapter 13 verse 27 says, this was their report. We arrived in the land you sent us to see, to spy, and it is indeed a magnificent country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is some fruit we have brought as a proof. I want you to pray. Almighty God, I thank you that you separated me from the worldly people, from the people of darkness. Let me tell you, it's the work of God. For you to come to the light is not of your own. God is the one that can put that separation. And as God has called that separation, you will not go back to them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as God has separated you to take you to your promised land, so that he will feed you there, so that you will possess the land, so that you will continue to enjoy the land. Nothing will take you back to the people of the world. Nothing will take you back to the wicked ones. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says that it's God that separated. I am the Lord your God who has separated you from the people, from the wicked one, from the people of darkness. Almighty God, I thank you for giving unto us land flowing with milk and honey. This is where the topic comes, separated for blessing. God separated his own people, the Israelites. He brought them out of the land of bondage. He brought them out of the land of Egypt. And he took them to the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. Almighty God, we thank you that you have given unto us magnificent land to possess, a land with association of abundance, a land that is associated with prosperity. So shall it be as we continue daily, even obeying your ordinances, following your laws and practices, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will continue to live there, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 25 of Leviticus 20 says, you are therefore to make a distinction between the ceremonially clean animal and the unclean, and between the unclean bronze and the clean. And you shall not make yourself detestable by animal or by birds or by anything that crawls on the ground, which I have set apart from you as unclean. That's why some people, we said they are witches, they are flying, they turn themselves to bird, to, you know, they turn themselves to creeping things and all this stuff like that. They are unclean animals. They are, you cannot. He said, there shall be distinction. There shall be distinction. I never make yourself unclean by these animals. What is human being? What do you want to do so that you can fly? And you go and join the witches and the wizard. You will go and join all those occultics, you know, so that you can become whatever thing you want to. You are thinking that is the way you can penetrate, you can make it in life. Beloved in the Lord, we are chosen people of God. We are to be holy unto God by not polluting ourselves with anything, including animals and things that belong to us. We people of God must separate ourselves from unclean things. We must separate ourselves because we are clean. God has chosen us as his own. Look at what 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 to 18 says. That is why the Lord has said, leave them, leave them. Separate yourself from them. Don't touch their filthy things. And I will welcome you and be a father to you, and you will be my sons and my daughters. Apostle Paul, in his admonition to the Corinthians believer, repeated what the Lord said to his people that I read earlier, you know, in that Leviticus. He said, separate yourself. You know, you just have to make yourself. Let there be distinction between you. You are a clean person. Do not mingle with unclean things. You know, he told the Corinthian believers, you got to separate yourself. You cannot mingle yourself with the evil ones. My brothers and my sisters, you and I cannot continue mingling and befriending, having union and fellowship with the worldly and wicked ones, and still say that, oh, we belong to God. Capital no. What is the friendship between darkness and light? It is not possible. There's no way you will mingle yourself with them that you will not join them in doing that which they are doing. Because show me your friend, I will tell you the type of person you are. The company you belong to will determine, you will know who you are, unless you are lying to yourself. If they are condoning you and you are condoning them, that means you are in support of what they are doing. If you cannot rebuke them sharply, if you cannot say, no, I cannot do this and leave and flee, we must separate ourselves from them and touch not that which belongs to them. They are unclean things. You and I know them. You know all those unclean things. For as much as we are gods and we want to possess and remain in our promised land, so that the land will not vomit us, will not spill us out, the land that is flowing with milk and honey, we must be clean, holy unto our God, for he is holy. Because we are his sons and daughters, we are not bastards. We must be like our Father. I want you to pray, Almighty God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will make a distinction between clean and unclean things as from today. Holy Spirit, you will help me. I will make a distinction between clean and unclean things as from today. As I continue my Christian journey in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will not defile myself by touching unclean things in the name of Jesus. I will not defile myself even by touching the unclean thing of the unclean people, of the wicked ones. Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, I will separate myself from the wicked ones, from the worldly people. I will leave them. I will leave their camp. I will not say, because I want to belong, I want to be known, I want to be connected, I want connection. That's why I joined them. That day tonight, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I will say no. I will separate myself. I will leave them. I will move away far from them in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, I will not touch the filthy things of the worldly people. And you will welcome me, as you said. And you will be my Father forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 26, the last verse says, you are to be holy to me. God is saying to you, my brother, and to my sister. To you, my sister, you are to be holy unto him. He said, you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, I am holy. And I've set you apart from the peoples, nations, to be mine. What a glorious thing to know this. This God is saying this to you and to me. This is not Moses giving this, saying this, but God himself. He commanded his people to be holy unto him, for he is the holy God. He told them to separate themselves from other peoples, nations, those that are practicing evils. They should set themselves apart to be his. My brothers, beloved in the Lord, my sister, this is coming for you and for me today. God wants us to be his. God wants us to belong to him totally. He wants us to belong to him. He cannot share you with any other God. He cannot see you unholy. He has separated you from darkness. He brought you into his marvelous light. You must be holy. He has set you and I apart from other people. You are a chosen person. We are chosen generation, a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 1 15 to 16 says, but as the one who called you is holy, the one that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, you also are to be holy in all your conduct. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. I want you to pray, Father, help me to be holy because you that called me, you are holy. Daddy, thank you for this revelation. Thank you for this word I received tonight. As you that called me from darkness into marvelous light, as you are holy, help me, Holy Spirit, to be holy in all my conduct, in all my conversation, in all my relationship. Help me to be holy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let us not forget that without holiness, no one can see the Lord. It is therefore paramount that we pursue peace with everyone and holiness. Personal holiness, that is what God is demanding from you and from me. I pray that all the ministers of God will start talking about holiness. We have hid it under the carpet. We no longer preach holiness. The word of the Lord says, be ye holy because I am holy. I pray that the grace to honor this word of God and to live holy life continuously and at all times, God will give unto you and unto me in the name of Jesus. We will not mingle ourselves with the evil ones. We will separate ourselves. We will flee from all the appearances of evil. We will say no to invitation, even to evil culture, even to evil association, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be that we will continue to enjoy even the promises of God, the good land that God has given unto us, the land that He has given unto us. We will continue to live in the land flowing with milk and honey, and we enjoy it even to eternity in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Remain blessed. Next week, Thursday, by the special grace of God, we are not going to have prayer line because families, we have Thanksgiving, and we want each and every one of us to enjoy the Thanksgiving with our family. The Lord bless you. Till upper week, remain blessed, enjoy your Thanksgiving day, and the Lord will continue to give you reason to thank the Lord in the name of Jesus. I love you. God bless you. Amen. Bye-bye.